Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
I just wanted to spend a few minutes with Graham Hinton, Chief Operating Officer for Racing New South Wales. Morning to you, Graham.
G'day, Andrew. How are you going?
Very well, mate. Chris Waller's comments this morning stood proud. You know, I live out here. My stables are out here. I want this to be a big success. And I know, we enjoy the race, but there's a lot more to it. There's certainly a major charity angle to this day.
Yeah, that's exactly right. 10% of the prize money from the race, so $750,000 in total, will be donated to charity on the day. Every horse in the race is partnered with a charity. So if you finish first and it's $4 million check for first place prize money, that charity partner will get 10% of that, so $400,000. So plenty riding on it for everyone.
And it is obviously each runner has chosen their own?
That's right, yeah. So they've all nominated their own. We drew up a short list of charities across all sorts of causes throughout Australia. So it's great to see, you know, there's everything from diabetes, we got Camp Quality, there's plenty of drought relief in there, some Indigenous causes, some mental health causes. There's quite a spread of charities, which is good to see.
Look, there is. Obviously, drought stands out because it's what the state is major dealing with, or what Australia is dealing with at the moment. But there are, the mental side of things. You know, recently we had the Are You OK Day, you know, and racing being such a everyday sort of job, we have ups and downs within ownership, within working staff, getting up bright and early. We've got to look after these people. So it's good to know that such a wide array is being going to be looked after in some, well, large and some, you know, getting some handy money.
Yeah, that's right. And I think this is, you know, this is year one and we grow on it from here and partner with these charities, you know, not just on this race, but maybe we partner with them on other causes as well. For example, there's a charity in there called CARI, which is an Indigenous youth support network. And we're partnering with them as part of our equine welfare programs and teaching some of their kids how to work with horses. So there's pathways there for employment and, you know, future opportunities. So we want to be doing that with all of these charities year round now and just build on those relationships.
And obviously, the answer is going to be yes, but from a Racing New South Wales point of view, being the first one, are you happy with everything, how it's all come together?
Oh, look, absolutely wrapped. If you'd offered me this field 3 or 4 months ago and said, you know, you're going to have Acadia Queen, Sunlight, Brutal, Colding, Classique Legend, all lining up in this race, plus a couple of internationals, you know, we would have taken that any day of the week. It's a great result. We've got the best. A great crop of four-year-olds. And we've got the best of them all here in this race.
I'm describing it the clash of titans, the four-year-old quality. The three-year-olds are enormous, but the four-year-olds that we're getting clashing together is just unbelievable.
And what we found when the idea was sort of thrown about for the four-year-old race, if you worked backwards, you had this quality every year. You had each crop of four-year-olds you realised had genuine superstars in there that they come through. Some maybe weren't stars at two or three, but by four they'd come on and you had all the stars from their three-year-old crop. So you're seeing horses now that are going to stay around and race for longer and certainly stay in Australia for longer. So horses like Classique Legend, who otherwise probably ends up in Hong Kong, he's now here in Australia. He's an established star and punters can get out and support him and they know him because he's a star. And it's good for the popularity of racing.
Yeah, it is. And having the three internationals in the first year and Antilles lining up for Aidan O'Brien gives us that extra kick as well from an international point of view. Graham, thanks for sparing us a few minutes. I just wanted to explain to our listeners what it's all about with the charity angle. And well, there'll be some very happy people there from all sort of different players come Saturday at 4:15. Thanks for your time.
No worries. And good luck to all the charities involved.